Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring Brother Jones on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests as we have not been able to do so on last week. So if you have such requests at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of, and that we're strengthened in every way possible. I also ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too are uplifted and are always, always eager to present us with words of encouragement as they also shine their lights out within the world, but also for all motorists, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. We have no other prayer requests at this time, so I'll bring you the voice of Brother Roger Jones. Immediately following words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in. This great program is sponsored by the Grace View Church of Christ in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is the local evangelist. I bring you greetings from the Taylor Street Church of Christ in Kenton, Tennessee, in West Tennessee. My name is Brother Roger T. Jones, and we're in Matthew chapter 7, verse 17, and we're dealing with the Sermon on the Mount. In verse 17, the Lord said, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree," point number one, that the preaching of the false teacher or false prophet identifies him as the enemies of Christ, of the cross of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, Philippians 3, verse 18. Secondly, their minds. Do they usually keep their minds on carnal or spiritual things? In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, the Apostle Paul penned these words, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Romans chapter 8 and verse number 5, again the Apostle Paul, "But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, would have us to understand, as he etched these words upon his scroll, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Things of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Number three, what is their appetite? Can it be said, God is their belly? Philippians chapter 3, verse 19 again, "Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Their day-to-day ethics or behavior, is it their practice to live immorally or either vicariously through what they look at, watch, read, talk about, and joke about, or through what they do? Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 8 through 10, "Nay, ye do wrong and defraud and bet your brethren. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners inherit the kingdom of God." Now, how can Christ, calling man corrupt, who does good in the eyes of the world, how can Christ say the man's fruit, his good works, are evil? How can preaching strong character and moral justice, feeding and clothing, caring for and looking after the physical and emotional welfare of a person be wrong? It's not wrong. Christ is not saying social justice and welfare are wrong. What is evil is concentrating only upon social welfare. man shall not live by bread alone, not by the physical alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Jesus emphatically stated in Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 4. A prophet who only preaches and takes care of the physical and mental is corrupt in that he shortchanges and deceives the people. He does not proclaim and minister the whole truth, but half-truths. He preaches and teaches mental health in spiritual terms, but he lulls people to sleep spiritually. He leads them into thinking they are in good standing with God, but this is not the teaching of Scripture. They are not accepted to God when only their physical and mental needs are ministered to. Regardless of the spiritual terms used, they must have their souls made and kept right with God. False prophets are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Thus Christ says, they are corrupt and bear fruit of evil. A false prophet's listener, true nature is not good, no matter what he or others think and profess. Listen to Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 18. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. The false prophet's fruit is hopeless. He cannot bear good fruit, but only corrupt and evil fruit. The results of his life and ministry are evil. Christ says, why? His message at best is only half true. It is deceiving in that it leads a man into thinking he is acceptable to God when he really is not. Men believe what their prophets, ministers, pastors, and teachers tell them and live before them. Thus, to share only part of the truth is evil and destructive. What are some of the evil fruits proclaimed and taught by false prophets? Following, number one, there is the gospel which primarily stresses legalisms and works, the efforts of man to do enough good to become acceptable unto God. Remember on one occasion, Jesus says that when you would have done all that I have commanded you to do, still count yourselves as unprofitable servants. The Apostle Paul, in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Only what I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. And then in verses 10 and 11, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come now in the humblest way that we know how, thanking thee once again for allowing us this brief span of time to do this devotion. We trust and pray that I've said some things that will be informative, to have a more watchful eye, be careful what we listen to religiously, and focus upon your word. Father, we pray for every minister that participates in this great program. We ask, Father, that you will bless them, bless us all with physical health and strength, right frames of mind, that we would hold fast to the truth and proclaim it in the way that you would have it to be proclaimed. We're thankful for Brother Bradshaw and for the Grace View Church in Stone Mountain, Georgia, for this program. We're thankful for Sister Danielle, for the host who does a wonderful job. Continue to bless her, bless her family. Bless all the motorists, especially the truckers. were transporting goods to and fro, kept each and every one respect each other's traveling space, that they may have a safe journey there and a safe return home. Father, we pray a special prayer for Brother David Woodruff, who's in Tallahassee, Florida, who's incarcerated wrongfully, who's going to court on this Thursday. We ask, Father, that you will touch the heart of the judge, the prosecuting attorney, the public defender, that they will work out something that is just and right, that they will not sentence him unjustifiably, but help him to be released if it's according to your will. And, Father, we pray that he's learned through this experience the best way to not be entangled in the law is to keep the law and to mind your associations and the places you go and things that you do. Father, please be with us as we go through the remaining of this day. And this will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.